This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Gwyneth is with us. And so, Gwyneth, how many panels do you have total?
Four
class. Okay.
Four.
And how many of them are the same?
I would say that three of them are more or less the same. And then there's the new one.
Okay, so here's what I would suggest you consider doing. So you have a charge controller that will tell you the output of the charge controller, right? Or the input of the charge controller. Is that correct? In terms of watts?
In volts. In volts.
Okay.
It's not
it'll
a very
tell you in volts
specific.
Have... Okay. All right, so here's what I would consider doing, or I suggest you consider doing. So I would have one of those panels aimed at the sun, and I would measure just the output of one of those panels. Then I would disconnect that, and I would measure the next one. And I'd write this down. I'd say panel number 1, 2, 3, and 4. And I would write the output of each one of them aimed at the sun with the same amount of sun when doing it. Okay, so this would be at within, let's say, 5 minutes of each other. And I would make sure that I knew the output of each one of them. And then, if you have a 12-volt system, you're going to be connecting them in parallel. That means the red wire, the plus, to the plus of one panel to the plus of another, and the minus to of the other panels, or of both panels, together. So the pluses will be together and the minuses will be together. So you know what one panel will do, and then you add another panel to it, and you look at the results of two panels together. Then you add the third one, and then the fourth one. And you should see an increase that is the same, roughly the same amount of increase each time you add a panel, because they all should be producing or absorbing about the same amount of sunlight and producing the same amount of current. So that's what I would do to make sure that they're all working together in harmony. Now, if the output goes down when you add one, then you know then you're better off not adding that one, right?
Yeah.
Follow what I'm saying?
What I want to ask is with the newer panels, because I know that the newer panels generates more current than the older panels do. I know that because what you're describing, I did that. with the older panels, and you know, I know that the newer panel is a newer panel and that it generates pretty close to what is written on the back of the panel. Would there be any risk of long-term harm to the newer panels with having it hooked up in parallel with these old panels?
Not if they're the same voltage and the same current, meaning amperage. No.
Typically significantly more stronger.
I don't think I'd like to have more than a 10 or 15% delta between the old and the new in terms of current.
Yeah. So there is a risk of getting the new panel.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, what would probably happen is the old panel might end up acting as a heat sink, okay, or a load for the a load from the new panels, okay? So you may end up, yeah. So that's why I said take the first one, second one, find out how much current each one produces and at what voltage,
yeah.
Write it down, and then add them one at a time and see if the amount of current keeps going up and up incrementally as you would expect it would. If it doesn't, then don't add that panel, you know, the one that's not pulling its own weight.
I'll tell you what I might actually do, because I know that the new panel is significantly stronger than the three old panels. Okay? And what I might do is I might divide off the new panel, just use the new panel and its charge controller for water pumping. Not use it for anything else, so not have it hooked up to the battery. It can operate the water pump without the battery, okay? And then use the other three panels to operate the 12-volt system with the battery and the inverter and all the rest of it, because the other three panels have about the same they're about the same wattage. So that's what I might do, because I think that I would still get a reasonable amount of charge on my battery with these three older panels hooked up in parallel, given that they all have about the same amount of wattage. They're all about the same age. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. So you have one 12-volt automotive-type battery. Is that correct?
It's a deep-cycle battery. It's a sealed gel deep-cycle battery. It's not intended for automotive use.
Okay.
It's intended to be a small. It's intended to be for a small 12-volt solar power system. Or maybe to put in a boat or something like that. Some circumstance where you, it doesn't vent, okay? It's got no vents, it's completely
sealed. So it's a gel, it's a gel battery. That sounds great. You should be just fine with that. And what you've learned, and what the class is about to learn, is that it's easier to store water than it is to store electricity. So, for example, what you're doing is you're pumping water while the sun's shining without a battery. And that makes a lot of sense. So while the sun is able to run the controller for the electric motor for your well pump, you pump water. When the sun is not out, you're not pumping water. But the water then is moved to an elevation that will let it flow downward, which makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
So it's easy to store the water. It's easier and less expensive to store the water, so it's usable later, than it is to store the electricity to pump the water later. So that makes absolute sense, what you're doing. It's a great approach, and it's probably the best approach. So you might want to experiment with what's better, using those three panels for the well pump or the three panels to charge your battery. It depends on what you need more. Now, of course, the well pump is going to use the most amount of electricity, because electric motors are, that's what they do. They use a lot of electricity. They use 746 watts for each horsepower. So...
Yeah.
I think you're on the right track. Now, one thing that I'd like to suggest that you consider doing is look at the connections where you've spliced those wires together and make sure that you have a really good, well-wrapped copper wire connection that, you know, you put some tape on it to prevent oxidation. Because you will lose voltage and current right there.
I've always made sure that, I have a really good connection. mm-hmm. and that it's really, really, really well taped with at least 3 or 4 layers of electrical tape. Mm-hmm. So not just a single layer of electrical tape, quite. But it, you know, because I don't want it to short out, certainly. I don't want to lose current. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And class, here's a tip that's in the book. When I use electrical tape, we're talking about that 3/4 inch wide roll of black electrical tape. I have different colors, but black seems to be about the most durable. So what I do is I cut, let's say I need a piece of tape that's 4 inches long. I will cut a piece, I will take that electrical tape and I will cut it lengthwise so it's half as wide as 3/4 of an inch, which would be 3/8 of an inch. 3/8 of an inch wide strip, and I'll make it longer than I would need if I used just the regular full width of the tape. And by doing that, when I wrap that half wide strip of electrical tape around the connection, I can pull it much tighter, much tighter. So it is more impervious to penetration of water and moisture. So I wrap it really, really tight, pull it tight as I wrap it, and then I put 2 layers of that on. So I cut the electrical tape longwise, so it's half as wide, and it absolutely works great. And I've been doing that for maybe 40 years, maybe 50 years. Now, I've never read anything that says, here's how you use electrical tape. They just say, wrap it. Nobody really says, slice it in half, you know, make it. And you know what? We've got Kyle in Montana. I think he's going to weigh in with the solar system. Kyle, welcome. Kyle, are you there? Very interesting. So I've put Kyle on the air on the call screen, but I don't hear Kyle. I'm not sure what's going on. Gwyneth, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah. So what we can't do is hear Kyle. So let me put Kyle on hold for a second, and then I'll put him right back on. Kyle's on hold. Kyle's back on. Kyle, are you there? Well, Kyle, would you call? Would you mind calling right back in? And let's see if we can get you on the air. Okay, Kyle just hung up. That's the beauty of this system that we have at GCN. I can see all of the call lines right in front of me. I saw the second that Kyle called in. I can see it's ringing. I'm just going to answer it. Let's see what happens. Okay, it just got answered. Jason just answered it. And let's see. So he's saying hello to Kyle. And we've got 9 seconds on this call, 10, 11, 12. And Jason will put him, he's on hold right now, 20 seconds, 21. So as soon as Jason is done talking to Kyle, I'll put Kyle on the air. Let's try it this way. Hey, Kyle, are you there? Kyle, do we have you? No. Okay, there's something wrong. Let me put you on hold, and I'll talk to Jason during the break. We'll be right back. So, Jason, do we have Kyle? He called in. And he called in, I couldn't hear him.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks Folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so we should have Kyle now. Kyle, you there?
Can you hear me, Vince?
Yeah, that's great.
Good.
Great. Gwyneth is with us, and so are you weighing in with assisting Gwyneth with her solar system?
Yeah, I am, and I really commend you, Gwyneth, on just tackling that problem yourself. But I have some information for you. So let's say you've got four solar panels, and you check the three old solar panels. And say they are, I'm just going to pick numbers here, because when I was listening on the radio, you're not coming in real well. You're not coming in really well. So let's just say for numbers sake, the three solar panels hooked in parallel are charging at 13.2 volts. Let's just say that. And you hook the brand new solar, or you hook the new solar panel up in the sun, just not to the old three, but you just look and see what the new one is producing for voltage. And say it's producing 14.2 volts. If you hook that brand new solar panel into the old existing solar panel, it will not produce more than the 13.2 volts. You will not be able to take a new solar panel and increase the voltage into a bank to help charge your batteries any better. What it will do is it will add the ability for a little bit more amperage to be transferred to your batteries. But the voltage itself will not change. Now, if you have one of those old solar panels that went completely bad and hooked up, say it went to a direct short, okay, then your solar panel system, it will start to overheat. And you're going, like Vince said, it's going to act like a heat sink, but it's going to also, your system will probably produce hardly anything. So you're not going to hurt anything by hooking that new solar panel into your old system as long as the old system doesn't have some kind of a short or something like that. It just will not produce any more voltage. So I hope, and if you want to increase the amount of power going into your batteries from the solar system, the cheapest way to do that, other than adding solar panels, sorry about that, is to increase the wire size a lot, because if you're very far away,
the wires are big.
That's good.
They're pretty full of wires, because the spare wires from my main 24-volt solar electric system. So it's a wire that was left over from when I did the install of my my original 24-volt system.
Okay, so you have not a 12-volt, you have a 24-volt system.
I have a 24-volt system, but the inverter for the 24-volt system has got a fault. And I know what the fault is. It's a condenser that needs replacing. And I know which condenser, and it looks as if I'm going to be able to fix it. But in the meantime, this 12-volt system enables me to have laptop charging and more convenient phone charging. And also, it enables me to run my lighting throughout the night instead of the lights going off at a certain hour, if that makes sense. You know, because
yeah,
it does. I have these 5-volt USB camping lights that are sitting in my living room, and that they charge from the USB sockets associated with the charge controller and the 12-volt inverter. They have plug-in USB sockets. So, good.
So, Gwyneth, let me ask you a question. Are you hooking up the solar panels in a... Well, I'll ask the question after the break. I hear the music.
Yeah, so Gwyneth has literally migrated from 24-volt nickel iron battery bank with a 24-volt charge controller down to a different charge controller and a different inverter and a different battery. So it'd be a gel-type battery.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. Everyone can agree the U.S.-Mexico border is broken, with an unknown number of immigrants entering the United States illegally. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was questioned by the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday Although lawmakers grilled Mayorkas on a record number of drugs now getting into America under his watch and losing operational control to the drug cartels, Mayorkas believes he is doing a great job.
I have unflinching confidence in the integrity of my conduct.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee addressed Tennesseans in a video last night after a shooting at Covenant School in Nashville the day before. Among the victims, 61-year-old substitute teacher Cynthia Peek, who was a close friend of his wife, Maria.
Cindy and Maria and Catherine Kuntz were all teachers at the same school and have been family friends for decades.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Watch it. It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot? Take my... When you go to the for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Gwyneth Isaacs is live in Australia. We're talking about her solar power generation system. Kyle has called in. He's a USA Prepares instructor as well. And he is an electrician by trade. And a commercial electrician. Kyle, back to you.
Well, Vince, I was mentioning earlier, I couldn't hear Gwyneth real well. It's probably one of the worst connections I've heard with her. So somewhere along the line, I must have missed something because at the end of the last, before the last break, you mentioned something about her migrating from a 24-volt system into a 12-volt. So which one is running her well pump?
Her 12-volt system right now.
And that is consisting of how many batteries that are 12 volt?
Well, it could be one that she has, which is a glass type glass mat battery or gel battery, I should say, and one 12 volt gel battery, and it can work with or without the 12 volt battery. So she could just have the solar panel and a voltage regulator slash charge controller that can regulate the voltage and current to the well pump, a submerged well pump. So it can run with or without a battery, the well can. But she has one 12-volt battery that she can use for charging her laptop and lighting and her cell phone charging.
Okay. All right, then. So the has she abandoned the 24-volt system then for right now?
She has put the 24-volt system aside. She has it all. She's taken some of the wiring from it. The problem that she has is she feels she needs a capacitor that needs to be replaced in the inverter of her 24-volt system.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good deduction.
By the way, I have not cannibalized the wire out of the 24-volt system. All the wiring for the 24-volt system is intact. This is wire that was left over because the 24-volt system was a used system. I didn't need all the wire that came with it for my setup, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And you're going about it correctly, Gwyneth. This is the way I would pursue it. I just wanted to give you some information dealing with the, if you added, you won't hurt your existing solar panel by adding a new one to it. Like Vince said, they just have to be, you know, rated at the same voltage. If they're 12-volt panels, then you've got four of them. You know, you're fine. If you're going to run a 24-volt system, then you're going to have a series parallel circuit where you're hooking two of them together in series to produce 24 volts, and then you'll have two pairs of two, you know, hooked up to in a series parallel circuit for your 24-volt thing.
Yeah. I'll actually tell you where some of these panels came from. Was actually, I went through when I was setting up my 24-volt system, and the charge began to drop off. And so I went through, and I checked the voltage, the wattage on all the panels. And I singled out these three panels as being panels that were on their way out. Okay? So just so old, because it's quite an old system. It was old when I bought it, and that was 10 years ago. So it's probably about, the whole system's probably about 30 years old now, pretty close to maybe 28 or 30 years old or whatever. I went out and I purchased new panels of the same kind and retired the old panels to about to storage. Okay.
Yeah.
And they've been sitting in storage for quite some time. And I went through and I checked them all and checked the wiring on them, checked the wattage and the voltage on them, and, you know, made sure that there was at least one blocking diode in the circuit. You know, I believe that's important. What does a blocking diode actually do, by the way? Could you explain to the class what a blocking diode does?
Well, A blocking diode will allow voltage to go one direction, but it won't allow it to come back the other way. Vince is more into electronics than I am, so if there's something else to add to that, Vince, you can sure.
No, you're right on, Kyle. The idea is you don't want one of those panels becoming a load, draining electricity or using current from the other panel. So to prevent that, there are diodes. One diode, it's a single diode that prevents current from going backwards from the solar panel. The idea is you don't want your solar panel to be the equivalent of using the electricity. You want it to be used for generating electricity. So if it's not producing current, the diode prevents it from being a load on the other solar panels.
Right.
It's as simple as that. So the idea is you want one, and typically they're installed at the factory, but you can disable it. Some people might do that. I don't know why, but all of our panels have a blocking diode. So that's what you want to have. And a diode looks like, if you were to look at a class, it would look like two leads going to a cylindrical device. And the cylindrical device is typically black in color. It has a model number on it, maybe the manufacturer's name. And it is, the whole thing is about, at the most, the diameter of a number two pencil, the yellow part of a pencil. That's it. That's the, and maybe about 3/8 of an inch long, with two axial leads coming out, one out of each end.
As I understand it, you need to have at least one of these in the solar panel circuit, at least one, as I understand it. Or
you need one at each panel, one diode at each solar panel.
Correct. Some panels have blocking diodes and some of them don't.
Well, I think you want to have a blocking diode at every solar panel. Now, it may be integral to the wiring of the solar panel. Maybe you can't see it, I don't know. But all of ours, you can see the blocking diode in the wiring. There's like a plastic block for wiring, and that's where the blocking diodes are.
These panels are older panels. You can unscrew the back of the box that's on the back of the solar panel. And all the wiring, none of it, you know, circuit board type wiring. It's all old school.
Right.
If that makes sense.
So no, it's got a screw terminal, two screw terminals, terminals, and a diode across two terminals, right?
It's actually got it's got a lot more than two screw terminals. It's got a whole series. It's got about, oh gosh, six or eight of them all in a row, and you can wire it up to be a 24-volt panel or a 12-volt panel. And it has instructions on the back of the panel of how it should be wired to be a 24-volt panel or how it should be wired to be a 12-volt panel. And if you put the bridge at a certain place, it makes it 24-volt, and if you put the bridge at another place, it makes it a 12-volt, and where to put the blocking diode, and so on.
And that all makes sense. Now that you explained it, that makes sense, because it sounds like your solar panel, each panel is actually divided in half electrically. So you have, sounds to me like you have two 12-volt panels built into one frame. Okay, that's what it sounds like to me. So you can wire them in with the bridge with these six or eight terminals in series or in parallel. If you wire them in parallel, it's 12 times, it's 12 volts and 12 volts in parallel, giving you 12 volts, or it's 12 volts in series with 12 volts, which would give you 24. And then you have the two terminals for your blocking diode. That's what it sounds like to me. Although I've never seen it, it's got to be what it is.
It's a very clever system, isn't it?
Yes. It's old school and very clever. Yep.
It's all just mechanically based electronics. So there's no microchip.
So it sounds
circuit.
Sounds to me like what you want to do, Gwyneth, is if you're going to use it in 12 volts, you configure those screw terminals so that it's 12 volts. Each solar panel is 12 volts, and then you put them in parallel, and then you've got the maximum power generation. But I still would do what Kyle said and check the voltage of each one independently to see if they're all close. But you'll be operating at the voltage of the lowest of the solar panels.
That is correct. That's and you will. It won't hurt your new solar panel. Just so you know, it just is that it will be hooked into something with. It's like you're if you get onto a. It's like hooked into something that can only do so much. You know, and then if it's hooked into it, it can only do so much because the load is the amount that everybody else is producing is lower than that. It's almost like communism, you know. They go to the lowest common denominator. But anyway, that's all I had for you, Vince. I just was going to try to add, and I'll see you tomorrow. I guess we got we're on tomorrow.
Yeah, and one of the things I want to talk about tomorrow is cheesy tires. I can't believe how flimsy some tires are that are sold in the United States. But so we'll talk about that as well as other things tomorrow with Kyle. Kyle, thank you so much for calling in.
You bet.
That's Kyle, USA Prepares instructor. And, you know, this it's difficult to do this remotely without really seeing all of the equipment, but you got to hand it to Gwyneth. She's out there doing it. So, Gwyneth, what are you using to measure voltage?
Not the box that you sent me, but one that is similar.
Okay.
Because the one that you sent me, I don't know. I think the battery went flat on it or something.
Okay.
And,
well, that's possible. It's been about 5 years.
Yeah. And but I've got another one that is similar to the one that you sent me. But it has a yellow case, and I think the one that you sent me had a red case. But I think that's just the case color. I don't think there's really very much difference. And the one I've got that replaced it that has a physical dial. I'm not sure that the one that you sent me had a physical dial on it. Although
yeah, it did. It did. When you say dial, do you mean like meter, like with a needle?
It's like the switch that you switch it to, like...
Okay. A rotary dial. Yeah. The one I sent you did. Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Really busy planting seeds for food for your horse. Did you want to share with the class what you've been doing?
Yeah. Just before that, now that I've got my laptop working again, I know that there were particular faculty members and class members that I had writing projects that I was working with. If they want to start sending me work again, I'm able to do it. I haven't been able to do any writing for some months, but this is a plug to let the people know that I was helping with writing projects, that they can start sending me work again. So, but yes, now that plug is over with, I would love to discuss my horse feeding plans. And there's a tree out there. It's called tree lucerne or tagasaste, okay? And for semi-arid or arid climates. So, unfortunately, I don't think it would be any good for you, Vincent. But for people who live in a semi-arid or arid climate, there's hardly any tree that's better as a forage plant for cattle and horses and sheep and any other herbivore that you could possibly imagine in Tagasaste. It is highly nutritious, and I ordered 500 Tagasaste seeds off of eBay, and they arrived. My sons came out last weekend. They brought them to me, and over the last few days, I've been planting. all these Tagacestia seeds, but how to make them germinate is quite the trick. There's a couple of ways that you can do it. You can sand them with sandpaper, which might work, or you can clip the ends off of each seed with it, you know, at the non-germ end, not at the germ end, with a pair of nail clippers, which is fiddly and not recommended. Or you can put them in a bowl, like a mixing bowl, and you can pour almost boiling water over the top of them and then swirl them around for a few minutes and then put a cloth on the bottom of a colander before you do the boiling water thing. You set up the colander so that it's ready to go. And after you've swirled them around in the water for a few minutes, then you tip them through the colander, okay, so that the seeds are caught in the cloth. And you sort through them and you pick out the ones that have swollen. And they're the ones that are good to go. And the rest, you repeat the process. And for some of them, it might take 5 or 6 goes of the boiling water. But within 5 or 6 rounds of the boiling water, 100% of the seeds should be swollen up and ready to plant. Okay? And then you take them out to the garden. And you need to plant them within a day or two of doing this process. So, because they will start to germinate after this. And there's also a danger of them going moldy as well. And so you need to get them planted within a day or two of doing this. And these will grow to be a tree, maybe up to 20 or 30 feet tall. Each tiny little seed, I'm talking about these seeds, would be maybe a sixth of an inch from one end to the other. So they're pretty small. And it's amazing to think that such a small seed could grow to be such a huge tree that can live for 40 or 50 years. You know, but you can cut it about every 4 months, provided that you live in a tropical or subtropical area. But around here, you would be able to cut it about twice a year. So still every 4 months, but obviously they have a dormant time around here during the summer. And but yeah, that's how you get a lifetime supply of horse food in your pocket. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and we are going backwards, class. We might have already hit peak civilization. We might have done it, and we might be going backwards.
I think we have.
Life expectancy, energy production, innovation, freedom, lifestyle, things like that. Yeah, we just might have hit it. And it's kind of scary. Kind of scary. That means that you have lived in the best times of civilization.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a
risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.